The third Aliyah of Parshas Vayikra tells us about the prohibitions of Seor and Dvash, of leaven and of honey in the Korban Mincha. And the Medrash Lekach Tov explains that the purpose of the Korbanos is to give us a sense of submission, of Shvira Salev, and therefore Seor, which rises, and Dvash, which also rises on the fire, is inconsistent with that. And the Sefer Achinuch suggests that Chametz represents delay and haughtiness and Gaiva, and Dvash, honey, also represents chasing Tanugim, the pleasures of this world, and that's also inconsistent with the purpose of the Korbanos. The Netziv comments that Chametz represents human involvement, and here we're trying to show that the closer we get to the Mikdash, we want to minimize human involvement. And Dvash, he suggests, comes to sweeten, and that's not appropriate in a food that is for Hashem. Rabbeinu Bachya has an understanding that the Sor represents the Yetzirah, which is a reflection of the statement the Gemara has in Maseches Brachos, but then he adds that Dvash is also comparable because it has the same gematria as Isha, and therefore it's comparable to Chava, and it has therefore similar symbolism. So the Aznayim B'Torah thought that was unfair both to women and to honey, and therefore he suggests that we should see the symbolism differently, rather as two different types of the Yetzer. The Sor represents that of Avodah Zarah, and that should be completely eliminated, but the honey represents temptations of sweetness, and that has a place, not to be completely wiped out, but rather to be used in its appropriate context. And he also suggests in a separate comment that the issues here are that Hashem wants us to come before him unadorned and in a sense of genuineness, and that really salt shouldn't be used either, and it's only included because of the bris. The Ramban adds that the non-Jews used to mix honey into their sacrifices, and therefore we shouldn't copy them. And he also notes that really honey shouldn't be kosher because it comes from bee, and therefore should have the status of Yotzei Min HaIsser, but it's nonetheless acceptable because the bee doesn't actually add anything to it, but still it is inappropriate for a carbon because of that association. Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us about the role of salt, of melech. The Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Hei Amud Aleph notes that the word bris is used both in connection to salt and also to yisurin, to afflictions, and the Gemara compares the two, that just like salt sweetens the meat, so too yisurin makes avonos, makes the sins softer, in both cases making room for the next stage. The Medchas Chinuch suggests that the purpose of the salt is to get rid of the blood, so we shouldn't be sacrificing something that is forbidden. However, in the Sefer Hadrash V'Hayin of Rav Aaron Levine, the Rish Rav finds that difficult because b'di'eved, we understand that even a little bit of salt is acceptable, not enough to actually remove the blood. Other suggestions include what the Oznayim L'Torah suggests, that just like salt is used as a preservative, so too the korbanos are meant to be the preservative of our lives. And Rashi here quotes an idea that there was a bris, there was a covenant that was made with the salt of the waters. The lower waters of creation at the time of Briyas HaOlam were assured that they would eventually be used on the Mizbeach, and that is an interesting imagery. Perhaps it's meant to suggest that we need to take the long view and understand that ultimately there is a context for things, or similarly that everything has its purpose. In the Tziyun L'Torah of Rav Yosef Engel, he raises the question as to what exactly is the understanding of the salt in the context of the Korbanos. Is it meant to be its own sacrifice, in a sense? Perhaps like this idea, that it has a role in of itself, or is it meant to be a part of the Korbanos in the sense of a preservative, and that imagery is therefore represented. In Pasuk Yedalad, we find the language V'im takriv minchas bikurim l'Hashem, if you shall bring a bikurim. Reb Moshe Feinstein notes in the Darash Moshe that this is one of the places in the Torah that the word im is used in order to show that the offering must come meritzono hatov, from one's goodwill. Regarding the korbanos and the bikurim, this is essentially the whole point.